Ashat Audio presents Here Comes Trouble, Stories from My Early Years, written and read by Michael Moore, with a Mac and PC compatible PDF of photographs.
Here Comes Trouble, Stories from My Life. This is Michael Moore. Growing up, it all seemed so one-sided. Opinions all provided, the future pre-decided, detached and subdivided in the mass production zone. Nowhere is the dreamer or the misfit so alone. These are lyrics from the Great Rush song, Subdivisions, written by Neil Peart. This book is dedicated to my mother. She taught me to read and to write when I was 4. And this is a note from me to you. What you're about to hear is a book of short stories based on events that took place in my early years. Many of the names and circumstances have been changed to protect the innocent, and sometimes the guilty. They say that memory could be a strange and twisted amusement park, full of roller coaster rides and funhouse mirrors, frightening freak shows and gentle contortionists. This is my first volume of such stories. I wanted to commit them to paper, while paper and bookstores and libraries still existed. There's this great scene in Woody Allen's film Stardust Memories, where he plays this character, Sandy Bates. He's a film director, and he's going through a midlife crisis trying to figure out, should he continue to make movies, or, you know, what's the meaning of life? And all of a sudden, an alien appears to him from outer space. And he goes up to the alien and asks him this question: shouldn't I stop making movies and do something that counts, like helping blind people or becoming a missionary or something? And the alien replied, "Let me tell you, you're not the missionary type. You'd never last. And incidentally, you're also not Superman. You're a comedian. You want to do mankind a real service? Tell funnier jokes." I begin this book with the epilogue from a future book I've yet to write, The Execution of Michael Moore. The following is an actual quote from Glenn Beck that he spoke on his radio program on May 17, 2005. "I'm thinking about killing Michael Moore, and I'm wondering if I could kill him myself or if I would need to hire someone to do it. No, I think I could do it. I think he could be looking me in the eye, you know, and I could just be choking the life out of him. Is this wrong? I stopped wearing my What Would Jesus Do?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?